Chickens.
Hash browns. I just went to the freezer to get myself an ice cube for my wine, for my glass of wine, and I looked at the hash browns and considered how disgusting it would be if you put a hash brown in your glass of wine instead of an ice cube.
That would be pretty disgusting.
It just disintegrates in the taste of onion, wouldn't it?
Is there even a taste
like this? We read them up here. We're back in the room. We're unprepared. Crispin's pissed and unprepared. His parents.
I'm not pissed.
His parents took him out again. They're always taking him out and getting pissed. He's always coming back here at like 3 a.m, stinking of fags. And
covered in blood. He's got into a punch up.
And I'm like, you've been out with mum and dad again, have you? And he's like, yeah. His mum and dad are from Essex, so you know.
I wanted to say so are yours, but they're not.
But they're not. No, they're not.
Well, my mum and dad aren't from Essex.
Where are your mum and dad from?
Camden.
Oh yeah, it's even worse. It's not a defence.
But the blood that courses through these veins is 100% Essex.
Oh, in a scary way. Your mag is in. It's behind you on the floor.
I see.
Mm. Welcome to the Crescent Celebrity Gossip Podcast, episode number 78. No, 79.
Oh, yeah, 79. I didn't press save.
79. What is on the covers today?
Panic attacks, lonely, homesick, aggressive.
Who are these women?
X Factor stars crack up. Only 25% of them. Oh no, sorry. It was a woman who looked a bit manny. 50% of them were women, 50% men.
I have watched a bit of X Factor since our last podcast.
Unbelievable.
I've got a bit of inside story. Thing is, though, when you go to someone's house and they've got a telly and you're staying in on a Saturday night, that's what's on. And that's what people who have a telly watch.
On what night?
Saturday night. I stayed in on a Saturday. Welcome to the world of trying to sort out your finances, Crispin. It's a tough world. You have to stay in and watch Million Pound Drop and cook your own Chinese food rather than ordering it. Which does look amazing.
Not as amazing as
The Only Way is Essex. Oh, God. It's an obsessingly beautiful show.
It's a brilliant thing, isn't
it? It's weird. It's really weird how it makes us feel homesick a little bit, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
A little bit. It makes you feel massively homesick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember you people.
Yeah, you were around me. I wasn't one of you, weirdly, but you were around me all the time, you people.
It's like you don't have to go far as well, especially if you're like from where we are here in beautiful Hackney. What is that noise? It's going bip, 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 bip. Should I turn these off? I'll turn it off for now, and then it won't go bip, 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 bip.
Maybe.
Yeah, like, you go up to Epping or something, and then all the orange people are there.
I know, well, they were at school with me. Half the female population of my year at school left school after GCSEs to go to do beauty therapy.
That's what you do.
That was normal. Like, you know, I was a bit of a renegade because I went to sixth form college in Colchester rather than staying in
like, what the fuck are you doing? why aren't
and
you
And I was
orange?
Going there because they had things like psychology, which they didn't have at Tendring High School. Which is a little bit, interesting stuff. Anyway, so yeah, we've been watching The Only Way is Essex anyway, because we did say we were going to watch it in one of our last podcasts. We said we should watch it for research.
And then we actually did.
And now we've watched it, and now we're a little bit
What did we do, like four episodes in one go?
Yeah, we did. We were like, oh, I love this, we watch another one. Yeah, it's terrible. Now, on the cover of Now, Jordan and Pete. Hello, that's a storyline we haven't seen in a while. Meeting in secret, eh? Alone behind closed doors, doing Rudy's, heart to heart to rebuild friendship. Alex banished as couple talk. Okay.
Similar. Jordan, Charlotte, jealous of their exes. Peter and Gavin's careers soar. kind of a different angle. As an exclusive, Danielle Lloyd. My post-late depression caused rows with Jamie.
Oh, well, that's a terrible witch. Mm. 101 Winter High Street must-haves. It's kind of a little play on words there.
I don't really understand it, I'm too thick.
Well, normally it would say must-haves, no, it says lust-haves.
Oh, I
see. Lily, Hope After Heartbreak. Cheryl and Derek. That's a quite nice couple name, isn't it? Cheryl and Derek.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like he's going to be American in the...
Yeah, oh yeah, should we put the pop screens up?
A bit annoying because I can't see your pretty face.
Oh, I should have got two small ones.
No, you should have got two small ones. Oh, Duncan's fired. Duncan should have got two small ones. Natalie Cassidy, exclusive. Baby is out. The diet's off forever, that's what it says. On the cover of Love It, Mum Who Was Eaten Alive. Kimberly Diamond Wars
what
with Cheryl.
What was she eaten alive by?
She lay dying because just as her baby dream came true.
I don't know. Her baby ate her?
I don't know. Want my diet secret, then bend over, says a scary woman with bad teeth. Oh, shit, twins with Tourette's. only 15 but ready to love her blind baby. What, a 15-year-old can be compassionate about her own child?
Only if it's blind.
Right, so...
Eating herself to death.
Who is eating herself to death?
TV's Georgia fatter than ever.
Which one is that?
Don't know, it's a big fat bird.
TV?
I don't know why...
Is she that fat one out of EastEnders?
Exclusive pictures of Cher's gypsy past.
Here right. is a thing. For Christmas, Chantel has got a Christmas tree stuck up her bum at Lakeside.
What?
Chantel's got a Christmas tree stuck up her bum at Lakeside.
Is she really up there?
I don't know. She can't be. But it looks like she's there. Hang on, let's read it. To all the critics who have accused busty blonde glamour girl Chantel Horton of being purely ornamental, you're right. The celebrity Big Brother star became Christmas tree totty after being hoisted atop a 54-foot fir at Lakeside Shopping Centre in Essex. Wow. What did it achieve? I thought it was going to be for charity or something like that, but no, it's just...
Well, got
tell you what,
paid.
Chantel, don't know what we can do, but I've got some mates that have a construction company, so they've got, you know, all the ropes and shit. And things we might need.
That's not even a real tree, is it?
Why don't we just hoist you up on the top of a fake fir tree? And it's got a star on it. Did the star go up her?
That's how she stayed on, obviously.
She stuck to it.
That one went up her bum, and that bit went up her cunt. And then she held on with her knees.
Oh my god, scary. What did she do that for? There's no point to it. It's not even Christmas yet. She's a fucking dickhead. I better stop swearing. I must stop swearing.
I know, your filthy, filthy gutter mouth. It's because you watched that The Only Way It's Essex.
Yeah.
You've gone back to your gutter snipe.
Lucretia, that's an interesting name for a person who's going to write a story about.
That's not someone's real name.
Lucretia Monroe. Lucretia, My Reflection is a song that I know. Do you know that song?
No.
It's good. It's a well good song. I'm going to play it to you after the podcast.
Lucretia?
Yeah, L-U-C-R-E-T-I-A. And I wonder, I always wonder what it is. Maybe I can Google it. Well, you tell me about that.
Okay, let me tell you about Colleen's meow factor.
Oh, really?
That all died down, didn't it? The old meow meow.
Oh yeah, we forgot about it. It's because it didn't kill enough people quickly enough.
Well, it made two people kind of ill.
The creature is a legendary figure in the history of the Roman Republic. Something. Oh, there's a maid of some called Lucretia as well.
And one by the Sisters of Mercy.
That's the creature of My Reflection is the one that I'm thinking of in my head. It's Put it on my M-bob.
Colleen's meow factor. In a bid to show husband Wayne that she's the only woman he needs between the sheets, Colleen Rooney is sexing up her image with the help of a PVC catsuit.
I wanna sex you up.
And here is a picture of a super sexy catsuit similar to the one maybe worn by Colleen Rooney on Halloween.
She looks sexy enough in what she's wearing. She doesn't need to wear a horrible catsuit.
All right, chill out, Leza. And what I like about this article, though, is that the last sentence is, it seems Wayne has a thing for PVC catsuits. That's what granny prostitute Patricia Tyrenny, 55, wore when he visited her in a brothel in 2004.
That's a well-meaning thing to write. I'm gonna
is
do
that what she dressed up as? Went to the Halloween party.
Dress up as the prostitute.
As the biddy.
The biddy prostitute.
Alright, Wayne. Guess what I've come as? Mm. I've even had my teeth took out.
In that thing, in that spread of women, I only picked out one that's hot. The rest of them, not.
Which one did you pick out was hot then?
Kate Moss. Always.
Where is Kate Moss?
Looking hot. Looking Kate Mossy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, I think she looks a bit like someone's mum.
She is someone's mum. All right. She's allowed to have kids too. She is like 40 or something. Well, she's a little younger than that, isn't she? She is someone's mum. She's beautiful, but these ones are not. Too big of a forehead. Too much of a big teeth. And just an annoying face. I don't really know what's going on there.
Well, you're showing me that double page spread and...
You're just saying hot girls.
Well, no, really. Well, I couldn't masturbate over that double page spread right there. But
yuck. A little bit of me died when you said that.
Which bit?
I don't know, the bit that didn't want to be masturbating.
Over gossip magazines.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. So here's this guy from X Factor. Check out the quiff.
That's a nice quiff.
Isn't it? I watched him sing a song the other day. I can't even remember it. We didn't actually watch the whole of X Factor because we had more important things to do. But we watched a bit. Watched her on it.
Which one's that?
She's the one that everyone hates.
What's her name?
Katie. Something.
Why does everyone hate her?
It's just because she's got her hair a bit like Madonna. It did in Material Girl and everyone says she's a copycat. Everyone says she's a horrible...
We've got to get some more light bulbs.
Yeah.
Look, we're down to one. Oh no, we've got two. Two out of six. That's just not the way forward, is it?
That's a really funny picture, though, isn't it? Anne Widdecombe being uncomfortably hoisted around doing Strictly Come Dance thing.
Yeah, look at his face as well.
Yeah, he just looks like he's lifting a really heavy... sort of a bin bag or something around with her stupid dress on.
More like a skip.
And her massive giant-sized tits.
No, that's just daft.
50 Cent.
Oh, look, yeah, look, the page that's open. Here's a picture of Anne Riddickham snoring on a tube or something.
Oh, God. Oh, lordy.
Denise is at war with Nat Cass. Over something to do with babies.
Who is?
Denise went out and...
She said something to her. She said, I've conveniently opened it. There's a double page spread about Natalie Cassidy. She's back. Posing as...
Dressed up as Nigella.
Posing as Nigella. Look at that horrible picture of her.
What's that? Is that Nat Cass?
Yeah.
That's it, get it up.
I think that's it. Shut up, I'm ill. I think that's a picture that's in Nigel's book.
What's she doing?
See, because that's that picture there, and they've coffeed it for her.
Yeah.
And then I think she's raiding the fridge, and there's some strawberries dipped in, and she's dipping them in chocolate. And going, oh, I'm naughty in my little satin nightgown, aren't I? Aren't I just? With my luxurious hair. And she doesn't really get it right. She just looks like fat cat.
There's something about Nigella Lawson that makes me just want to hit her with a stick.
That makes me a little bit scared. She's like one of them aliens out of V. Do you know what I mean?
We've talked about this before, haven't we? I think we've done this exact thing before.
She's too perfect.
The hate, the hate, the hate. And then, if I recall, it went on to her being like the mum out of Erie, Indiana, that put the children in the Tupperware.
Yeah, she is. She is like that.
We've been here before.
So,
who's that? With the bobs out.
That's her.
That's Nat Cass.
Daisy's going when she was really skinny because she didn't eat anything for 2 weeks.
And walked around like that.
Yeah, she's really holding her stomach in as well. What I don't understand why this needs to be put out there.
I'm ready to have sex again.
Look at her with her face. Hello.
Ooh.
I'm ready to have sex again. To be fair, that's a really.
What's she
picture.
Doing with that orange anyway? Which is grating it onto the sideboard.
Onto a ready-made.
No, but she's that's well off to her left. She's just grating some orange rind onto the sideboard.
Yeah. Well, she's just been told to do it. She's concentrating more on her pout. So yeah. She can't think about whereabouts she's doing that orange because she's not because that's like a ready-made cake.
Frankly, I'm disgusted by all of it, Micah.
Anyway, she's back. She's got a fucking telly program on. Oh yeah, Denise Van Outen said she attacked her on Twitter. Denise Van Outen was fighting back after Natalie Cassidy apparently criticised her for going back to work too soon. They didn't tell me what she says.
Oh, that's because it's an article about her and Denise Van Outen wins. Oh. So in this magazine where they haven't got an interview with Fat Cass,
yeah,
they explain the whole thing. All kicked off when Nat appeared on ITV's Lorraine with baby Eliza to promote her new reality show just a month after giving birth. Denise, 36... spotted her on the show and remembering that the former EastEnders actress had laid into her for going back to work so soon, Denise saw red. She blasted, : Natalie Cassidy criticised me for going back to work after having Betsy. Natalie's on Lorraine promoting her reality pregnancy new mum show. Isn't that work?
Yeah.
?
Yeah, that absolutely is.
Yeah, right. The feisty star then pointed out that she had raised money for charity rather than cash in on a lucrative deal by selling the first snaps of her baby to a magazine like the 27-year-old Natalie.
Uh-huh.
Denise ended her rant by saying, : she can stick her trumpet where the sun don't shine.
Here's a little thing that's not... It's not really appropriate. I don't really think it's appropriate in the way that they've written it. It says here, Saucy Secrets. It's one of those things where they put something and you don't know who they're talking about.
Yeah.
It says, which cautious... No. I'm going to backtrack and close that off. I didn't say what I thought it said.
Tell me
I
didn't what you read thought it quickly. Said.
I didn't read it quickly.
Tell me what you thought
read
you said.
100 times quicker, read the exam question.
Then you just want to tell you what you thought you said. It'd be better. Do you want to hear about Snoopy Dog Dog?
What's he done?
Snoopy Dog Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yo, Chuck. Snoop set for Corey. He's one of the coolest rappers on the planet, but Snoopy Dog Dog has a guilty secret. He's such a big fan of Coronation Street, he's opening a Rover's Return in Los Angeles. Snoop's Corey tribute will even come complete with Betty's famous hot pot. The rapper, 39, said, Coronation Street is where it's at.
Oh, my God.
I'm in talks to do a cameo on the show, but until then, a little bit of Corey can come to me.
Huh.
People are mad for theme pubs over here, so I'm doing this properly.
Oh, God. I bet it's all wrong. English pubs in a different country are just never right. They can't do
that. What are you talking about?
I mean, what am I talking about?
I love going to foreign places and, you know, pop to the Irish bar.
Yeah.
Get a delicious Guinness.
The reason why I used to like going to an Irish or British pub in New Zealand is because they had proper pint glasses. Whereas all the other places had those sort of things that are sort of like tankard things with a handle that are not quite a pint anyway, and they're just like, it's just a glass of beer, and it's almost a pint, a bit like having a can maybe, but not quite, and just the wrong shape. It's not like a nice pint glass to hold in your hand. Do you know
what I like? The ones with handles.
Do you? Oh. Well, I didn't. Anyway, oh, here's some news for you, Crispin. Holly Willoughby has revealed on This Morning that she's 3 months pregnant with her second child.
Brilliant. So we'll be expecting the birth of that sometime in 2013. Let's mark this date now.
Holly's from V, but she's V as well. She's a V, V alien. We're surrounded by them.
Space alien.
She thinks no one will notice that she's going to give birth for 3 years because she's an alien. Which she thinks we won't notice. But we know she's alright. What's next? What have I got? Take that. Shall we just look at some pictures of them when in the olden days?
Yeah.
Now, look at... What is this? What is this? Leather. This guy. What's his... Who's that? Howard or someone? Is it Howard? I don't know. I can't tell what
don't know.
No. Yeah, that's Jason Orange. Yeah, it's Howard. He is wearing cut-off leather trousers at like just over the knee.
They're leggings. They're not leather trousers.
Yeah, they're leggings. But they've got a big belt, and then with the belt, a big pair of sequined silver undies over the trousers, and a leather-studded jacket. What? So, if they were like a gay band,
well, they were Chasing the Pink Pound right there.
Yeah, I guess so.
1990 as well.
Yeah. But look at them. Look at him. Look at Mark Owen's hammer pants.
God.
It's incredible. And then here they've gone more for the sort of New Kids on the Block look, on a posing on a motorcycle that none of them would be... all of them would be too frightened to get on real if it was going...
Have you seen the men in Dalston with the hammer pants on?
No, are there men in Dalston with the hammer pants on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Walking around, like, going in Sainsbury's, like, it's completely normal.
So, do you think that, if here they are in 1992, I think they, apart from maybe these two... This one because he's got a beard, and this one because he's got a more of a shirt on. Apart from those two, these ones look like girls. They look like lesbians, don't they? Like a stereotypical sort of
they do, yeah.
Lesbian. Just because of all young, like feminine, but like blokey at the same time.
It's nice.
Do you think that like a grandma who was a grandma in 1992, who was like a maybe grandma age, like I don't know, about 60 or 70 or something, would look at them and be like, look at these good-looking young men of today and think, what's happened? Like, what's happened? Do you think you'd be frightened for the generations ahead and the wonder what had happened to all the men? Where have all the cowboys gone, she might sing. What is that song about? Is it actually about cowboys?
I dread to think. I can look it up on Tinted if you want.
It's not that important right now, but have you got anything else for me? Oh, you've got the Anyways Essex.
Yeah, how did that Essex thing?
So, this is good. All our pages keep matching.
Good.
You're doing the Anyways Essex.
Yeah.
On this page is a thing about Kelly Osbourne saying she's ready to date again, so she's wearing her most hideous dress in the whole world. You think that's hideous?
Yeah, I think.
What do you think?
I honestly think Kelly Osbourne is one of the world's most leading rotters.
She is a writer, isn't she? Look at her funny little legs. They're like little umbrella legs. They're really funny. Then
I don't know what is even that shape.
What do you mean?
So, well, I don't know. Her legs are a bit like
they go out.
Four hot wings. Two and two put together.
Oh, I've got colds in my lungs, like wheezing or something. But anyway, so she's been on Twitter saying about whatever. Oh, she's been saying about The Only Way is Essex. She's been watching it and saying, she tweeted, The Only Way is Essex is my new show and my new favourite show on TV. I'm obsessed. Then Kirk _ official, who's Kirk Norcross from The Only Way is Essex, has tweeted back at her, hope you watch the show tonight. P.S. Happy Halloween. Kiss. Chirpsy. She's gone back.
Oh, that's going to send Amy mental.
She's gone back at Kirk _ official. They don't have it here, but someone back home better be taping it. Kirk official at Mrs. Kelly O.
The internet exists, no, you dark cunt.
No Essex for tonight, for tonight then, ha ha. How's you anyways? Do you enjoy the show? Follow me, please. P.S. I always tape it, ha ha, kiss. You sure it chats her up? Massively. Please.
Follow me, please. That's not needy. That's not needy. You know, that's... You know, that's... You know, that's an Essex bloke right there. Not needy. You know. Oh, God.
But she's getting over that boy that looked exactly like her and then went and got off with someone else.
In his head, he's chirping her up, isn't he? And she's going to chirp him back. Which one's Kirk? Kirk is Kirk.
The one who took them to the zoo.
Yeah, the one who went to the zoo, yeah.
Yeah. So what have you got to talk about, Annette?
Disco Inferno. It wasn't just the glow of fake tans lighting up the night sky in Essex last week. An actual fire broke out at new nightclub Deuces.
Deuces? Where is that?
It could be anywhere. The Juices, Jukes...
Jukes, that's what I'm thinking of. That's in Chelmsford, isn't it?
Jukes. Jukes, Chelmsford, yeah.
I never went
but
to
they it. Had a they had a Jukes in Southend as well, I think. And the Hippodrome in Colchester was Jukes for a while as well.
Was it?
After Hassan's brother sold it.
I remember going into Hassan's brother.
Yeah.
Who's Hassan's brother?
Hassan, he used to own Boobs on Church Street. His brother owned the Hippodrome the whole time we were there.
No way.
Yeah. He owned a few clubs. I think he owned Jukes as well.
Where was that other place that I used to go to? That's out, like in a ridiculous place, out on someone's little business estate. outside of Colchester. What was the other place called?
There was one like in Coggeshall, wasn't there? Yeah. Like the Windmill or something.
No, it wasn't the Windmill. It was somewhere... it was called something like Jukes or something terrible, but not Jukes.
Maybe it was Juices.
Prince's or something. No, not Prince's. Like,
they're
you know,
all the same.
They're all terrible, yeah. In Clacton, which is the closest place for us when we were 16, was two wonderfully named clubs. One was called Fibbers. The other one was called Rumours.
Fibbers, Rumours, lovely.
Fibbers was a place where you went when you were 14 and got in. And literally you... I saw someone on Facebook the other day, I saw someone write on their status, oh my God, we ended up in Fibbers last night, how hilarious. and then everyone was like, oh my God, we're jealous, how was it? And he's like, yeah, it was exactly the same. Everyone in there was way under 18 still. Like,
still. Oh God.
So that was the place that you used to go. I think I might have snogged my first boy at Fibbers, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's from Romford or something, I think.
Yeah, I was like, what is it? The people...
They loved it. They wanted to go down and get a bit of the seaside. They'd all come down from Romford.
I know, that's it. We used to travel about and that.
Like, yeah.
Everyone get, like, 10 people in two cars. Completely full cars. zoom
and
around,
a micro and, a...
and yeah, and go somewhere weird.
Yeah,
go elsewhere.
And then, but Rumours was the place for more hardened clubbers. They used to they used to have UK dance there and stuff, and UK garage. Anyway, back to Jukes. What? Juices.
Just hours after the cast of The Only Way Is Essex had been partying there. Oh. Hold on. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, an actual fire broke out at a new nightclub, blah, blah. Star of the ITV2 show, Mark Wright, who runs the club with best mate Jack Tweed...
Oh, really?
...hosted a Halloween bash for
Which
the rest
one's
of
it?
The cast.
Which one's him?
Mark.
Oh, Mark.
He's the main protagonist, the one you... Yeah.
His best mate is Jack Tweed.
All of a sudden.
Do you think it's all of a sudden or is it a while? Where are they from?
They're all from Brentwood, isn't it?
Is that where the town is?
I think it's Brentwood. They all sound pretty Brentwood.
Do they? Shut up.
He's my favourite one in the show.
It's, shut up!
It's the blonde one with the quiff.
Oh, shut up!
The gay guy.
Yeah.
Shut up!
I saw Mark yesterday. Shut up!
No.
Shut up! You didn't.
I know.
So what else about them?
I don't know, something burnt down.
Shall they be our X Factor that we follow all the time?
Yeah.
Let's follow them all on Twitter. I'm going to follow them on Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. And chirp them up.
Yeah, I'm going to chirp.
We're going to have to sit down and work out, you know.
It shouldn't be Kirk, should it? And he's boring. Not Mark, though. Oh, here's a good thing.
Who else are you going to chirp up?
Here's
then?
A promotion about knickers.
Is that what? Actually, it's not any about... other fellas in it apart from them two. Odge. Why don't you chirp up Odge?
Oh, yeah, I could do. He's alright. He's a bit of a funny face and some of them might be gay. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that looks like. Did you ever have guys like that around where you're from? That are gay but could never say it because this wasn't acceptable.
Yeah.
Because everyone, all the boys spend the whole time calling each other gay lords. And taking the piss out of each other. I watched the last episode of In Between Us today and something in it made me laugh so much. I can't even remember what it is now, and that was a boring thing to say because I can't even remember it.
You've got some fannies out.
Right, yeah, so here's the thing about... it's a promotion, which you'd think it was about knickers. Anyway... We've got a picture of a girl in polka dot tie side panties and it says classy. Then we've got a girl in some French lacy knickers and it's called independent. And then we've got a girl in stockings, a basque and some pink lacy knickers and that says outgoing. Those are three different styles you could possibly be in a knicker. These are the questions. They're going to give us a personality test to find out which knicker we are.
Do it on me.
On a girl's night out, do you A, choose underwear to match your outfit, B, grab whatever comes to hand first, C, slink into a G-string, you loathe VLP. VPL, I mean, not VLP.
How do you slink into a G-string? You can't really slink into a G-string.
That's hilarious, isn't it? I'm just going to go and slink into something more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm just going to slink into this.
What's your answer?
I've forgotten them, sorry.
Do you slink into a G-string?
Oh, yeah, I slink into a G-string, definitely.
Okay. On a first date, you'll wear waist-high grannies... Comfort comes first. Smart briefs and a demure look. or I'm crying, I'm so laughing. I'm gonna blow up. or frilly can-cans to make you feel confident and Monroe gorgeous.
What's a can-can?
I think it's something a bit like them, where you have but they're furry at the edges.
That's what you do on a first date. Is there any other choices?
No, frilly can-can, smart brief and a demure look, or waist-high grannies for comfort.
Okay, well, I think, yeah, it's frilly can-cans for me, yeah.
Okay, you meet your new boyfriend.
Or obviously parent. The heterosexual male version of can-cans.
Yeah. You meet your new boyfriend's or girlfriend's parents, in your case, for the first time and realise that you've unintentionally revealed your rhinestone G-string... Do you...
To their dad?
Do you, A, have a word with yourself for wearing one in the first place? No. Do you, A, cover up quick and make a mental note to wear something more sensible next time? B, tell them you're product testing for a designer friend. Next week it's thermal socks.
C, get off with their dad.
Ask his mum if she likes it and offer to buy her one.
Do you get off with her dad?
Do you get off with her dad? You have a word with yourself for wearing a rhinestone G-string. What are you, a chav? Which one is it? Are you going to buy your mum one? Are you going to tell them your product testing? Or are you going to cover up quick and make a mental note to wear something different next time?
Whatever's the obvious one.
Ask the mum if he likes it. You're wearing a short skirt to an office party. This is the last question.
Yeah.
Do you team it with? do you team your short skirt with A, leggings, treggings, jeggings, anything for a complete cover-up? That's one answer. What are treggings? What the fuck are treggings? Leggings, treggings, jeggings.
You couldn't wear... Treggings are like tracksuit bottom leggings. So you couldn't wear a short skirt. That would be absurd.
Anything for a complete cover-up is what they're saying.
Right.
B, classic knickers for no-show discretion. That's with a short skirt. C, your poshest, most expensive knickers. Posh ones.
Yeah, posh ones.
Ones with the eagle face on the front.
Yeah.
So you've got mostly C's, Crispin. That means you're outgoing. It says, wow... You're outgoing, fun and happy in your own skin, even if you can seem a little overwhelming at first. With always flexi style, you can indulge in pretty can-cans and pretty thongs any day. Oh, so it was about panty liners, the whole quiz. That's what it was about. It was about knickers. I missed that one.
Oh.
Anyway, I hope you don't feel violated by that, Crispin. Apparently you can wear
I do a bit. But I'm sure I'll okay.
It was funny though. It was in the name of of fun. She looks like Sarah Ferguson. That's who I thought it was when I saw her upside down.
Who is it? Florence.
It's Florence and the
Florence and the royal family.
What's what on earth is next?
Problems.
Problems. Have you got many?
I've got some. I haven't got a beer. Can I go and get one?
I told you if you wanted one.
I know, but I thought, this can't look, we're doing like, it's 38 minutes.
You might go and get one. Well, you could just wait, because we'll be done really soon. Or you could just go and get one quickly, rather than just keep talking
really
about
thirsty.
It. Do you want me to get you one? Is that what you're getting at?
No, okay.
Go on then.
Okay, I'm going. Okay, you can sit right. You read out.
I was going to read out a thing about this.
Oh, we've got a chicken stock on
here. I know, but it's going on slowly, so it should be alright, shouldn't it?
It smells really nice.
Yeah, it does. Right, here we go. I just wanted to talk about this. This is the health area of the problem pages. This says calorie shocker. You know how they have the little things say like this is the same calories as this. Are you shocked?
Yeah.
JD Weatherspoon, gammon, chips, peas, tomato, and egg. Okay, so you've got an egg, some peas, some tomato. They're not much calories, really.
Right.
Bacon and chips, quite bad. 564 calories, sounds about right. It's like a standard sort of meal.
Yeah, and then it says nothing to me.
Waitrose cheese and onion pasty, 546 calories. It's a cheese and onion pasty. Of course it's fucking loads of calories.
It's a fucking pasty.
It's like a cheese one. It's got cheese in it, fat and calories. God. And they're going, wow, that's a shocker. You could have this whole delicious meal at J.D. Weatherspoon's. Or...
What are you going to do for lunch? Girls, okay. You know, you thought you were just going to pop to Waitrose, go back to work with a fucking pasty. No.
Yeah.
Go to Weatherspoon's.
Why is that my only two choices? Why can't I go to one of the many other fooderies in London and get why is that something nice? Rather than those two horrible things. Anyway, that was all I had from there.
See, the thing, though, if you go and have the Weatherspoon's one, you can have a pint as well, you know?
Yeah, you can. Dear the doctor, how can I cure halitosis? Listen to this. I eat fairly healthily, but I have terribly bad breath. Is this something that could be related to my diet, or these or the foods I should avoid? Shall we rewind that?
I eat
fairly healthily, right? Is this something that could be related to my diet? If you think you eat healthily, then it shouldn't be, should it? If you're eating like, if you say you're eating healthily, but really eating healthy means 10 packets of pickled onion crisps for an afternoon snack. That might not help. The doctor says
there are some foods
such as garlic, onions, blue cheese, pickles, and spicy foods that can give you a touch of bad breath. So yeah, maybe she just took them off her list of.
Thank you, doctor.
Yeah.
Halitosis is completely invented.
What halitosis? Yeah,
invented by Listerine, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. True fact.
It was, but people still do have smelly breath. But they just invented the condition, or whatever.
Where shall I start? Dear Vanessa, where shall I start? She has a go at Stephen Fry.
Why?
In her little bit.
Oh! Stephen Fry, who does the amazing show. Have you seen it?
No, what?
It's called QI. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a fucking great show.
It's been
facts.
On for years.
Yeah, I love it. I've only just been introduced to it recently. It's facts about stuff. And it's a little bit funny sometimes. It's my perfect show. Go on, anyway. She shouldn't diss him. She's a bitch.
Stephen Fry says women don't like sex. He claims we put up with it just for the sake of being in a relationship.
Oh, Dino! He's a bender!
Yeah, that's pretty much what she says. Except for she takes that long to say it.
Yeah, no, I just said, well, he's a bender. Okay. What's your first problem?
Hold on. Right, how many have you got? Have you got loads? I've only got, like, two, three, four. So do one.
Yeah, do one. I've only got a couple.
The risks of sexting. My husband works away from home and likes me to send him sexy texts and photos of myself in lingerie. And sometimes naked to spice things up while he's gone.
To spice things up while he's having a wank? Is that basically what that means?
Someone told me it's a criminal offence to send explicit text messages with fines of £500 or 6 months in prison.
What?
I don't want a bit of sexy fun to land me in jail. Abby from Leicester. Relax. It's perfectly legal to text saucy messages, blah, 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 blah.
That was one of her annoying neighbours that said that got jealous and she said, I was sending for sexy texts.
Yeah, but I love it. But I love it. It's fines of £500
or six months
in jail. Have you got £500? No. 6 months in prison. Sorry, if you haven't got £500... Yeah, that's equal. Go on, you do one.
Dear Caroline Buchanan.
Who's that?
She is the agony aunt and relate counsellor for whatever this magazine is that I'm reading. At a party recently, I met a guy I really liked. He invited me out the next night. We had a fabulous time, and he said he'd phone. Since then, nothing. I've texted him, but I've had no reply. Why would someone come on so strong, then disappear? What do you think she means by we had a fabulous time? Does that mean they did lots of roadies?
I'd imagine so.
Yeah. I think that's all we need to know really about that one.
Does the answer say, oh, well, he sobered up?
There could be... Yeah. Oh, here we go. Now it says, there could be all sorts of explanations, but none is worth waiting to hear. He might have a girlfriend. Or he could be a commitment phobe. What were you saying to him in your texts? Were you ready? Were you going to propose? Where should we go for our honeymoon? Or like whatever. Even if he had a genuine reason for being distracted, such as the death in the family. What? He should have had the manners to call you to explain. Don't waste another second thinking about him. Girl power.
Does it really say girl power at the end?
It's in the text.
It's implied.
It's subtext.
Yeah, okay.
I feel it as a woman reading that.
Strong as a woman.
He's interfering with our sex life.
Who is it? A baby. A child.
Yeah. My mate's wife has thrown him out. He's heartbroken and sleeping on our sofa. My boyfriend is very understanding, but quite rightly thinks having my pal around is playing havoc with our sex life. We can't walk around naked. We're scared to make a noise, and there's something deeply unromantic about sharing our meals and telly watching with him.
Oh. Wow.
Is that really the extent of your relationship?
Normally
let's have a romantic telly-watching session.
Normally we get quite frisky in front of X Factor, but we can't do that anymore.
Yeah, The Apprentice is on. I'm frothing at the bunghole, but I can't get him to finger me. Because his mate's there.
None of these problems are worth it.
Really?
Yeah, they're rubbish. I've got one... here, which says, it's a letter, it just says, be careful with babies.
What, when you're having sex with them?
That was bad. That was a piss crisp and bad. That was horrible. I can't believe you said that. Right,
hold on. If you've not got any more problems, I've got one left.
One or two. Go on for it, you go on for it. Get ready.
I've only got one more.
Yeah, go on. I've got some top tips.
Okay.
I might have one more in here, but I don't know if I do.
Come on my bum. It's a good
come
one.
On my
it's a good
bum.
One. Oh, come on my bum. This bloke at work made a huge play for me. He bought me flowers, asked me out, even invited me to his place, and cooked me a magnificent dinner. I played hard to get for a while.
What, for a while during
for
the
a while, like when you were minutes. Having your tea.
Yeah.
But eventually we ended up in bed. I thought he'd make passionate love to me, but far from it, he whispered in my ear, can I come on your bum? Apparently he can't climax unless he masturbates, and his favourite place to ejaculate is between a lady's buttocks. I was horrified. I didn't think he'd come up with anything so downright weird. The first time we ever got naked, was I right to tell him to get lost?
I don't know. Was she right? What did Vanessa say about it?
Vanessa says, colon, Mr. Bumcum has obviously been watching too much porn. The climax, in quotes, of porn movies is always the money shot, in quotes, the moment when the man ejaculates. In order for this to be shown on screen, he must always ejaculate somewhere visible outside a woman's vagina. Your bloke has watched so much porn he thinks the money shot applies in real life. It doesn't. Real men don't have to think about camera angles to prefer to climax inside a vagina. This guy's immature and his approach was highly inappropriate. Get rid. Well, I think Vanessa probably hasn't watched enough porn. Because... There's enough. Cream pie is what it's called in the industries when you come inside
that
a vagina.
That makes me feel sick. I want you to stop.
So
cream pie.
Well, that's what it is. A cream pie.
I don't care. Yeah, it's great.
Zombie mask as well is another one, but that's outside.
Oh God! Don't want to hear about these nasty, rotten people.
Oh,
damn it!
I threw the magazine away.
Have you got anything on our wall? We've already topped it.
I haven't checked. I forgot to pester people into doing it, so probably not.
We might do though. I've got a celebrity spot.
Have you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Can't remember if I said it last week or not. Me and Ian were walking down the road in Hoxton.
Oh, yeah, look. Oh, go on, you do your one, sorry.
We saw, what's her face? Of T4.
Jenny Eclair?
No, I love her strip. No, we saw what's her face of T4. The one that does the thing, so presented T4, but not the skinny one, the mixed race girl that does T4. What's her name? The presenter.
It's not very good if I can't bloody remember her name, is it now?
I haven't watched T4 in
years. You know who I mean. You know exactly who I mean, though. You know who she is.
What does she look like?
Mixed race, black hair. Apparently kind of big. I noticed when I saw her. I always thought she was going to be...
Oh, Makita Oliver.
Makita Oliver, yes, we saw her. But, yeah, I couldn't believe it that she had such a massive bum. I thought she was like some tiny little stick insect from what I've seen in the thing. She's just kind of like quite shaky. Really? Baby got back. Anyway, Danny Saunders always has one. I can count on him.
Robert Powell.
Tommy's dad in Tommy, Jesus of Nazareth, etc. And half the cast of Holby City, apparently, at a glitzy club in Soho.
Hang on a minute, Danny. What were you doing?
What were you doing at a glitzy club in Soho?
To do a comment.
Yeah.
So I do that offline. I do it now.
Ooh. What does Daniel Buchan mean in his comment? Oh dear, it's a drunk one. It's our last podcast. Does he listen, actually, Danny? I never know if he listens or not.
Who knows?
Hello, Danny?
Hello, are you there? Danny. If you do listen, then you have to put a comment on the thing that says you do.
That you do listen.
Prove it.
Yeah, you heard this. It. You might have listened to this one, but not listened this far because we have done like about an hour and a half already.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where we should shut the fuck up.
Jim, oh no, that's
no,
fine.
This is all from ages ago.
It was all last week.
Satisfaction is a euphemism for orgasm.
I don't know what that means.
It's something related to the last podcast we did. That
but we didn't know it.
Drunk.
I've got some top tips before we talk about who we're playing out to.
Okay, do it.
Star tip. This has been on here before, so I think it's quite bad that it's getting the star tip. Instead of traditional birthday candles, use tea lights for children's birthday cakes. Not only do you avoid getting wax on your celebratory treat, but it's also safer for little ones to have a massive candle rather than a small candle.
Looks shit.
And it looks shit. That's the star tip, though. Do you like to wear funky jewellery but can't afford to?
Yeah.
Then thread dried pasta shapes onto a piece of thin ribbon or string.
Or get your kids to do it.
There are so many different kinds of pasta and they all look really cool. So there's no painting involved in this or anything. It was just literally wearing pasta around your neck. Maybe we should make ourselves some pasta necklaces. We've got some pretty amazing pasta in our cupboard.
I'm actually going to do that for our Under the Sea party.
Yeah, we've got some spaghetti hoop ones.
Oh, what, you're going to put the actual spaghetti
hoop?
No,
the dried ones.
Oh,
yeah, from the thingy. I had no more use for an old lampshade, but I did need a new plant pod. So you can see where this is going, can't you? Watch out. Watches can be pricey, so you can't buy one to go with every outfit. Make your watch match all your clothes by using different coloured ribbons on as straps. It's cheap and stylish. Dance band. I used to worry I'd lose my handbag when I went out dancing with my mates. Lots of clubs won't let you put them on the floor anymore either. So I fitted a small purse to an elasticated cuff before adding some sequins. Now I can dance with my valuables safely attached to my wrist.
What?
I can't even understand
Wait,
it.
Wait, now read that mean to me again.
The picture doesn't even make any sense. And it's by someone called Britta Bevis, who's 40, from Lincolnshire. You can just imagine her going around.
From the top, around. From the top, please.
Okay. So she can't go out dancing at Chicago Rock Cafe anymore. Mm. Or Chicago's, not even Chicago Rock Cafe, is it? Chicago's. Is yeah. it Chicago's, the one that does all the old school 60s yeah. and 70s tunes? Yeah.
Do you know anything about Pete went there with his dad once after a football game? With all like his dad's old football mates from Colchester United, right. and they'd been in the box and everything, they were all out like with players and stuff. And Pete was so pissed he got off with a woman who was in her 50s. And this was when he was like 22.
That's well funny. There were so many of those women in that place.
Oh, God, yes.
There's so many of them. Oh, dancing around the handbags. This is one of them. Britta Bevis. So, because she can't put her thing on the floor anymore, her bag on the floor, instead she's made herself a small purse, which she's fitted to an elasticated cuff, which she attaches to her wrist. I just can't understand how it works. Look at it. It's not even a very good picture.
No, what the fuck? What?
It should.
Let's just stop thinking about it. It's going to give me nightmares.
It should have got a star tip. I know, Griffin. It upsets me too.
That one only got a star tip because Carly got to have two fucking cakes.
Two cakes.
Yeah. That's it. No, we need two cakes to show this one. You couldn't just have one cake.
Right then, that's it for top tips. Who are we playing out to?
Bitches.
Oh, you're right.
Bitches.
These guys are cool. I like these guys. I've heard them. I like them.
Yeah. And find them online at www.myspace.com/peaceandbitches.
Peace and bitches.
They're on Twitter as well.
I'm not following them too.
What's the Twitter thing?
Do they
I think the Twitter thing is Peace and Bitches as well. I can't look it up right now. Because I'm drunk. What's this one?
Okay.
I don't know. All right, upcoming gigs, 20th of November.
When's that? That's your birthday, man. No, the day after your birthday.
That's
like,
the
day. We're having a party.
Yeah, we can't go to that one. And it's in Cambridge as well. Oh. In the Portland Arms.
All of these names.
Amersham Arms, 25th.
They're playing at the Gaff in Islington on the 7th of December. Now, should we go there because it's called the Gaff? I'm quite interested.
We could make that one. They're playing with Chapter 24, Friends of the Show.
Oh.
That's the gig we plug for them as well. Amersham Arms, 25th of November. I'm not here. And it's in South London. It's impossible.
We just can't make it.
We go to the Gaff, though. Should we go to the
Gaff? Let's go to the Gaff.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you in the youth scene? No.
What?
Where are you that weekend?
I'm going to the Lake District.
Oh, of course. Okay. Should we stop dealing with our personal business online? Anyway, Bitches. And what are we going to play by Bitches?
This one. Cannot love.
Cannot love. Okay, oh my god, an hour. We've gone back to the old school, this
shit.
One.
Shit.
Don't know how we did that. It's because Crispin's pissed, he's ruined everything again.
Oh, fuck off.
Good night, children. Be safe. Be quiet.
Be naughty.
Be
naughty.
Should we watch some more of The Only Way is Essex?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, night.